Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Blitzy, you let me know when we're rolling, buddy, because today is the... What's today? Today is the podcast exclusive, is it not?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you okay? You seem like you're in a little bit of a funk.
Me?
I will thank Grouper Lips. He brought Wendy's breakfast. Oh, it's to die for. That sandwich.
It's so good.
The bacon, breakfast baconator.
Oh, my God. As much as their chicken sandwich sucks dick.
They're spoiler alert.
What? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Sorry. Yeah, right. It's right. The McDonald's.
It doesn't matter.
I got two things in the Bubba YouTube hopper. One is my chicken sandwich review of McDonald's and Wendy's, and I just will tell you this, Wendy's is pretty shitty. Let me watch my slug line, do you remember?
Of course I do.
I bet you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, after you look at it and you're fucking
It's fat. Not just one bite, it's half the sandwich because I'm a fat ass.
I think Lil Wilbur likes me.
He loves you, Bubba.
I think Alan Close likes you too. Because he got you a gift.
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff to open up today, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would, if your husband could be so kind.
Well, you got the first thing from LM Clothes is Anna has it.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot we're not on camera, so right. Do you want me to just give it to you?
No, I'd like for you to open it for me.
You sure?
Aren't you my official opener?
Well, I opened the box, and in the box there's a wrapped gift.
Oh, well, let her open that too.
I know, I'm just letting you know.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's for me, right?
Yes.
It's probably, yeah.
All right, it's for me. It's from LM Clothes.
Yes.
Probably a birthday gimmick we didn't get to, right?
Correct, it is.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anna, maybe you can be like my little opener.
Okay.
Would you be offended by that?
What? No.
Even if the gift isn't for you, you get the thrill of opening shit.
Bubba, I was opening up people's gifts at the wedding. They had these little, what do they call, out-of-town gifts. It was just like water and snacks and stuff. And I was like, can I please open that? It's not for me. I just want to be the opener.
It's like...
And people were letting me open their little...
gift bag deals.
Yeah, gift bag deals. So the card says, it's a little card, and it says, a gift for you. Happy birthday. Hope it's a great day. Bubba, LM Clothes.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. That's what the card says. And now for the
man,
gift.
Blitz, Blitz, I almost think that I'm back on top because I got a professional opener now.
I know.
You're there, Bubba. You're there.
I mean, love me. How many other radio guys got their own hot Jewish openers?
None.
Hell
no.
Yeah.
And you're driving a Ferrari.
Oh, Bubba, he got you close. It's their stretch.
Well, hold on.
Their size. Do you want me to tell you the size?
You didn't have to put that part in there.
Bubba, they're stretchy pants.
Do you want to know the size, Bubba?
Are they 3X?
Well, they're shorts.
They're shorts, so they're size 44.
Oh.
Let's see.
Might be for Lummy.
How much do they stretch?
44.
They're stretchy.
I haven't seen 44 since 7th grade.
I don't know. That waist didn't look like it stretched
and
too much.
And there's a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Now what? Now, Blitz, I am not trying to be unappreciative, okay? I love our audience. I absolutely love our audience. Like, I am so fucking humbled.
It's a size extra, extra large.
Oh, I am so humbled by one. Like, Friday, Blitz, you saw the numbers. It was unfucking
believable.
That's a feel.
I am so humbled. Our new Venmo, we just had Maria McDonald. We just had Neil Pulaski. You know, we had, I mean, I cannot express how grateful I am. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without the great, by the way, Grouper Lips and his wife here today brought the final three pieces for a Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much.
That cost Grouper Lips. Do you know how much money Grouper Lips probably has in this whole process? Thousands of dollars.
Millions
of dollars.
Yeah, he had to
dollars.
Go out. I think he went and bought 12 new printers just for us.
Yeah, and he drove it
poor
down
thing.
Here without having to
yeah,
rely
gas
on
is so expensive.
He's exhausted his entire military retirement fund just for us.
He had to sell his Jeep.
Love that guy.
Precision John dropped off the name tags.
Precision Laser John made the new name tags, got him here.
But.
God bless his old soul.
But.
But what? What?
I don't. Like when people try to send me clothes, classic clothes, t-shirts, present them to me. Let me see them. Here. This is just too nice. Like even if the fucking merch crick who does my shopping bought me that shit, here's what I'd say. Take them back. Take them back. First of all, I'm not quite to a 2X.
Ask Anna if she bought me any clothes for my birthday.
Anna, did you buy Blitz any clothes for his birthday?
I didn't. us guys are
super poor. Write it out, bitch. Write it out. There you go. Think it might be made for you. You and Reagan and your mom can get those together.
But you said not big enough for you.
No, they're not big enough for me. I fucking don't wear a 44. Are you fucking kidding me?
Stand by. Hold on. Let me see.
What's the length of the pants?
They're shorts.
I don't know.
Oh, they're shorts.
Lummy, are you a 44?
Yes.
You're probably about a fucking 44.
Lummy could probably fit in those.
They won't fit you, Bob.
Oh, sweet.
Hold on. Blitz, you know how you know, like, if you can literally take a pair of pants and you can just feel, you got muscle memory.
Of course.
You know whether they're going to fit or not just by holding them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can take a shirt, put my hands in the middle, and say, yep, or nope.
Yeah.
These aren't 44s, they're probably 54s.
Ooh, can we do a video where you try them on for content?
They look bigger.
Grouper Lips' wife over there laughing.
They look bigger than 44s.
Yeah, these ain't 44s.
Maybe they run big.
Super big?
LM clothes.
No, they're a size 44. They might fit. They might.
Oh my God, what if you look amazing in them and it's your favorite outfit ever?
It's your Tommy Bahama shirt.
Here's the deal.
Can you go try them on?
No. But here's the deal.
Fine.
Because they don't have, I'm going to get a biscuit rollover on them because they don't got the wide elastic deal. You know,
yeah, but you're 285 now. You're not 480.
Us fat guys have certain shit we need. Lummy, don't you like that last? Yeah.
Yeah, but
if not, you get
the extra.
You get the rollover.
Yep.
It's stretch, though.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, this kind of shit don't stretch. But hold on, nonetheless. This kind of shit doesn't. This button's going to be screaming.
Yeah. I wish they fit me. Those things are nice.
These are badass LM clothes. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
They're great quality clothes.
I'll tell you this. They're great quality. By the way,
Tommy Bahama.
This is probably at least $100.50.
Oh, yeah.
At least $1.50 for this. I got to tell you, if I keep losing weight, these will fit. And these pants might fit now. So I will try them on when I get home tonight and give you a report back. That being said, I'm
going to
keep
video?
Them. I'm going to keep them because, Blitz, this is a goal.
Yes.
Where I can say, guess what, Blitz? I'm down to the motherfucking LM Clothes outfit
Hell
now.
Hell yeah.
So thank you, LM Clothes, very, very much. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Anna, continuing... I wish I could, it'd be a copyright violation, but I wish I could listen to some of this Johnny Depp shit.
Well, we're on podcast.
I might go, oh, yeah, you're right. But you're right. We're podcasting. But we don't have a way to pipe it through.
Right. But Lemmy says we can listen to it. So go ahead, Lemmy. Pipe it through.
No, I mean, if I send him like.
But I will tell you this, Blitz.
The online link.
Yeah. Blitz, yeah. Johnny looks better today.
Oh, okay. He took the glasses off too, Bubba.
He looks better today.
He must have been listening.
He looks better today. Huh. Let me see if you can send me a link. Blitz, is it okay that I play a little bit of it?
I believe so.
Okay,
podcast. Is it live feed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a live feed from Fox.
What the hell's on the other screen over there? Jesus, that was weird. There's a head floating around.
We got so many fucking screens around here. It's pathetic.
See, I can't see the one you guys are looking at.
But I will tell you, man, you are doing a great job with your little remodel in there. And
it looks so good.
It's going to be nice. Will you blow him upon completion?
Excuse me?
When his little engineering room is done and it's completely beautiful.
Blow him for you?
Yeah, for us.
Sure.
I mean,
why not?
Blow him like, this is for you.
Like how? Okay, I'll do it just like
this
that.
This
one's from Bubba.
Mm-hmm. Let me suck your dick because you fucking did
God,
such a great
Bubba,
job.
Bubba, that's so crass.
Because you did so good.
And a baker.
Yeah.
Because you did so good.
Because
you did so good on the engineering room. Hello, it's Bubba.
I'm a baker.
What? Blitz and Anna's got some inside bullshit.
It was
on
there.
I've got a documentary to add to your list. Crime and Penalties is awesome.
What's it called?
Are you okay?
Crime and Penalties.
Are you all right, buddy?
He always discusses the guy. He's nervous when he calls in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I get nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's called The Invisible Pilot. And it's on...
Oh, I saw that. The guy fakes his own death, right? Yeah, I added this to prep a while ago.
Yes, it's excellent. Excellent.
It's a good, okay, it's good, nice. This guy, like, fakes his own death, and then he, like, resurfaces, and he's, like, working for the CIA.
Where's it at, buddy?
It
HBO.
Is on
HBO.
It's on HBO, I believe.
Invisible Pilot.
We sent you the trailer.
I got so many things to watch. I got to watch the Theranos deal.
It says it might be on YouTube TV, Hulu, and HBO Max.
John Wayne Gacy one's good, too.
And what else do you have
to
watch?
No, how about the... How about the, who's the guy that killed, that was very charismatic, not John Wayne Gacy, but the guy that was a
Florida State guy?
Yeah. Supposedly his new tapes, his documentary called the Such and Such Tapes. The guy that killed all the girls in Tallahassee.
Oh, Ted Bundy?
Yeah. Supposedly there's a new documentary called the Ted Bundy tapes, too, supposedly.
Okay.
I got so much shit to watch. And when I go to watch something, I forget what I want I'm supposed to watch. And
you
I just
need to
take
fall
pills.
Asleep. Yeah.
Just pill out.
It's been on episode one of the Elizabeth Holmes thing several times.
Love you.
Bye.
We got Grouper Lips and his wife in here today.
Yep.
Love him.
Lipping out.
His Jeep looks great. He says it gets 15 miles a gallon. I think he's a little bit lying about that, to be honest with you.
Gary was a crop duster.
Gary was a crap duster.
The best pilot, the Top Gun program had ever known.
That's my dad.
He walked away from 11 plane crashes.
Wasn't that good of a pilot?
Wow. Yeah, sounds like a pretty shitty pilot to me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One morning, we're driving to the country.
The car had broken down.
And all of a sudden...
Gary jumped off the bridge.
Yeah, because you wouldn't stop talking, yeah.
I said, fuck it, I got two kids, I got a fucking wife that's turned
into a
bee.
Wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Won't suck dick, fucking gain 30 pounds, I'm out of here.
11 plane crashes.
Really, he's got his Larry Plumber 2 miles up the river in a fucking boat.
It'll suck him off.
Well, no, that'll just get him to a different place.
Oh, sorry.
And he can fake his shit.
People had, like, theories. I knew it was a shot. But maybe it wasn't inexplicable.
Are all these people on Xannies?
Yep.
I didn't think they talked about our double life.
You wonder why he jumped off the bridge?
Oh, God.
Gary became an international drug smuggler.
There you go, cool.
And he had made millions and millions of dollars.
Man, back in the 80s, I've been watching, you know, like the Cocaine Cowboys and stuff. The guy, really the most important motherfucker was the guy that was flying the 414 into Colombia, putting it down in the middle of a fucking jungle. Had gas tanks like rigged where every seat would go.
What year was it supposed to be this happened right here?
I don't know.
I think in the 70s.
It's complicated.
I read it. I read Contra stuff.
Blitz, look at that weed. Is that weed?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bud.
I asked because the dollar bills they just showed were the newer ones.
Well,
father.
Blitz. Way to break that down, Blitz.
Blitz, it's a mistake.
Ruin everything.
It's a mistaken fucking pronunciation.
Oh, man.
I never once told the kids.
His wife ought to have an Academy Award.
What fucking state are they in?
The war on drugs.
Who?
What state are they in?
I don't know,
Lummy. Why don't you do your own fucking
research? I was trying to look it up.
Arkansas,
I thought Anna
maybe?
Knew.
I read it a few weeks ago. I added it to prep, but I've since forgotten what state.
What, the invisible pilot?
Yeah.
Intensified during that time.
In the end, this was almost like the tip of the iceberg.
Gary was flying guns connected to the CIA.
I'm in a very dangerous position right now.
A three-part series, which is good for me.
Yep.
My expectations.
That means I'll watch it 9 times in order to be able to get it.
Yeah.
I could watch everything 3 times.
So high on my dad's that it broke me.
You're a product of what you experienced.
When you're dealing with that kind of money, people act different.
I don't think Gary Bessner had a clue of what he was tripping into. One of the biggest political scandals of his lifetime.
Invisible Pilot streaming April 4th. Is it past April 4th?
Yeah. Right.
It is.
It's
yeah.
The 25th, Bob's.
When doesn't Ozarks?
No.
When is it?
No.
Now?
No.
It's in a few weeks.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was supposed to be like April 24.
No, it's a little later than that.
Did they have like, did they say it was supposed to be, then now they've changed it?
April 29th.
No.
Shh, let me.
Oh. Fuck off.
Why?
Because
we're trying to watch it before you spoil it for everyone.
Yes,
I've not watched it.
Well, yeah, no,
I've not.
I don't
want
to say no shit, but it hasn't come out yet. But it's coming out in a few days.
Oh, hold on, does it come out?
No, in a few days. April 29th is in a few days, and I have a feeling you're going to just shotgun the whole thing, and then you're going to ruin it for me, and I have to meet Blitz's family this weekend.
Don't you understand that I'm in the fucking make it on a humble, on a happy business, humble business?
I know, but sometimes you get excited and you're like, oh, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Be
and
like,
drop all these
oh,
nuggets.
My God, I watched what I
oh, my God, I'm not
going to
tell you what happened, but I won't tell you what happened.
I won't tell you what happened. I'm just going to tell you you're going to like it, bitch. Yeah. I love you.
I won't tell you what happened, but remember Fred, that one guy, Fred, he died. And then Lacey killed him because you know, cause she couldn't get her drugs on time.
Right,
so
right,
they went
right.
to the they went to
but
the
I'm
car.
I'm not going to tell you what happened.
The car rolled him over, but I won't tell you the rest.
Right, no, but then Ruthie got mad as fuck, shot up the place, but mm-hmm. I ain't telling you what's going
to
happen.
So I just need to watch it faster than you.
Dr. Dan's going to watch it over the weekend, and then him and Bubba are going to sister girl.
That's what we're saying. Let me. Yeah. We got to watch it quickly.
I don't know what I have going on this weekend.
All well, kinds of stuff. You're busy.
I have to meet Blitz's family.
Hold on, for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's it, and what type of setting?
At a roller rink.
Roller rink.
What?
Yeah.
Let me, I mean, Blitz, your dad ain't going to no fucking roller rink.
No, my dad won't be there.
But your mom and your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. And the children.
You're gonna, by the way, you're going to love his mother. His mother's cool as fuck.
I know, I'm so excited to meet her.
His mother is very much wired like Blitz. Very cynical, very funny, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met her?
Yes, I have a handful of times.
Okay. Yeah,
throughout the years.
Very tall.
I would hope so.
That'd
be weird if she wasn't.
And Blitz, does your mom know how close, like my mom knows how close we are. Does your mom know how close we are?
Yeah.
No, for real. Or do you motherfuck me to your mom?
Well, both. No, she knows.
She knows that like you're my boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me, do your parents know about me?
Yeah, of course.
Do your parents know about
it's kind of hard
I feel
to
like,
hide
I feel like I'm a
yeah,
mistress.
Remember he's
like
got uncle.
Mistress.
He's got Uncle Mark.
Yeah, I got
Mark
your dad has a narc. I got a narc.
No, I've never met. Okay, so I've met Blitz's dad. I met his mom.
Yep.
I've met your brother.
Yep.
Anna, I've never met your parents.
You met her?
No, he didn't meet my dad.
I did.
Oh, you didn't?
I did
no.
not. I've obviously met Dan. I've met Dan's
Anna's
parents.
Oh, dad's cool as hell.
Yeah, my dad's pretty cool.
I've obviously met Dan. I've met Dan's parents.
Yep.
But Lummy, I've never met your parents, and how do you think that would go? Lummy, be honest.
They don't like the beach.
They don't.
My brother listens again now, so
they like the beach.
Madeira.
They don't like leaving the beach.
Oh, they don't like leaving the beach.
So
now, would it be possible if we could do like an entire family, you know, get together, like a Bubba. Family reunion where like you guys, you know, Lummy, your mom and dad show up and Blitz, your mom, maybe your dad shows up. Anna, your mom and dad shows up Joe and Arlene shows up. My mom and I think logistically that's just the most.
I mean, I think we're better off just doing like we do, and you know, like maybe we'll see him every now and then.
Why don't we just do a brunch?
No,
what do your parents think about me, and what do you think about the job that you do?
Oh, they don't mind the job. My mom,
they don't
she goes to church, so she just knows about you and you know what's been in the news. And I try
that's
to explain,
big,
brother.
Ashley has talked how nice you are. And my dad, he's into political radio, so he just doesn't care.
Now, does he know?
He knows who you are. Uncle Narc talks about you all the time.
Uncle Narc.
But my dad says, I don't care, whatever. He does his own thing. But then it gets back to my mom, and that's about it.
Oh, now, do you think your mom really, really didn't like my spin on Easter? Does your mom know that I'm kind of agnostic?
Oh, she knows you're something.
A motherfucker, probably.
Yeah.
Dude, Lummy is squirming in his chair over there.
Lummy, help me, buddy.
I'm trying to help you.
Help me.
My mom just heard things, obviously, over the years.
Like what? Sex tapes?
Yeah, well, I mean, she works at that health food store and deals with Ronnie. So she's heard.
Oh, this. Ronnie! Hold on! This is all new to me, buddy.
Well, I just found out.
Hold on now. Your mom works at the health food where Ronnie, who's Hogan's assistant, goes
all the time. Yeah,
and shops for Hogan.
Yeah, she's been there for like 20 years, so she's met him too. And
right, but has she like asked any questions?
She mentioned before she knew that you guys weren't talking when I came back, and it kind of was like, we don't talk to that MF-er, which I just found out.
Wait, what?
We don't talk. Like they don't hang out anymore.
Who? What?
Bubba and Hogan.
Oh, as told by Ronnie.
And then said since with the news, and then my mom kind of went on the computer and saw everything with the tape and stuff.
And that's what really sucks in the fact that like, okay, your mom is kind of a litmus as to what the average person thinks for real.
Oh yeah.
Like your mom is a really good example of the way the public
average Joe citizen
thinks about me.
Yeah. Because she went and Googled you. Cause I've kind of found her to find out more when Ashley was talking positive about you and stuff. And
let me Google. Let's just Google. Let's go to Google. I'm on Google.
Let's not. Let's stay away from Google.
Bubba the.
Oh no.
Bubba the.
The 48.
It says it starts autofilling to Bubba the Love Sponge 488 pounds. Fuck you, bud. You probably aggregated it. All right, so when you Google me, it says Bubba the Love Sponge official website. When you Google me, the first thing that comes up is Bubba the Love Sponge official website. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is it actually the official website?
It says thebubarmy.com.
Perfect. Yep, there, that's it.
That's it?
Yep, awesome.
All right, that's the first thing that comes up. The second thing is my wiki page, which is not too good. The third thing is, who is Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, who is
he? And that comes from Vox.com.
Oh.
Bubba the Love Sponge, the shock radio host on the Tucker Carlson tapes, explained. Who or what is Bubba the Love Sponge?
Who or what?
In short, he's a radio DJ and a shock jock based in Tampa, Florida. But perhaps the more pressing question of many people's minds these days is what exactly his deal is. I think
what's your deal?
What's given the deal his recent with appearance, Bubba Love Sponge?
Given his recent appearance in the national headlines, thanks to a viral series of old interviews he conducted with Fox News personality Tucker Carlson. The answer to the question involves a wide-ranging 33-year-old journey from the hinterlands of a small-town Midwest to seedy Tampa dive bars to the world of professional wrestling, along with a lucrative path lined with famous media personalities, near constant feuding, and not one, but two major scandals involving the one that brought down Gawker. Well, I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
There you go.
It sounds like a lot. It is. Bubba the Love Sponge has led a full life, and there's much to absorb. But let's start with why you've been hearing so much about a dude called Bubba the Love Sponge, a.k.a. Bubba Klim. Bubba the Love Sponge, longtime friendship with Tucker Carlson had sudden consequences. Blah, 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 about all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's pretty much all about
Tucker.
Bubba the Love Sponge is a veteran of shock radio with a long history of courting controversy. Klim, a 52-year-old DJ originally hailing from a small town in Indiana, started working in radio as a college student, gaining his love. Let's see how accurate they are.
Okay.
Gaining his Love Sponge moniker early on, reportedly because of his appeal to women. Progressed from his local college radio station. Nah, that's not true. I never worked in college radio. To a string of jobs and radio stations throughout the Midwest. True. Klim weathered the... What is that word?
I can't see it.
Klim weathered the V-I-C-I-S-S-I-T-U-D-E-S. The vicissitudes.
Spell it again.
V-I-C-I-S-S-I-T-U-D-E-S.
I don't know.
Of a changing media landscape in the 80s and gradually gained more and more prominence as a DJ until he finally landed in Tampa at WFLZ in 1992, where he quickly established himself as a raunchy and irreverent, or whatever.
Irreverent?
Local fave. During this period, look, Boys with the Bass searching for that booty. Hell yeah.
Is it at least on our channel?
I think it's on Boys with the Bass's channel.
Oh, okay.
Are you in that video?
No.
Oh.
During this period, Klim, who officially changed his name from Todd to Bubba in 1999, became a well-known shock jock with a local morning show and a syndicated national show through Clear Channel, and later an uncensored show during the 2010s, he moved between terrestrial and internet radio programs. He is also an entrepreneur. In 2018, profile of the Tampa blah, 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 merchandise once paid lucrative dividends for Klim, Bubba's Beach Club, Bubba's Ale House, Planet Bubba. You could buy a pager from Air Bubba Beepers or ride in a Love Sponge limousine.
True.
That's all great. He also formed a rap group. Here's a scene from one of their videos.
Mm.
Even though Bubba was too fat to play basketball that day and couldn't shoot the scene, and Bubba couldn't fit on either one of these bikes. Searching for that duty is my duty to smack. All right, so that's a video that I was. Oh, Emory Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Emory Hale, the great Emory Hale. But you see how big guy this guy was? Did you ever meet Emory Hale?
No, I don't think
he did.
He was
6'10", 6'9", 400 pounds, 380, jacked.
Oh,
where'd you see him? This.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah. 6'9". I don't know who picked out his outfit that day.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, dear God.
Look at that wiener.
Is that a romper?
I don't know.
It's
made out of dollar bills, y'all. And by the way, he's 6'9", 350.
Jeez.
He was my bodyguard. And he could really dunk.
I hope so.
You know, he could really dunk. Look, Lemmy. That's a real rim. That's a real rim. Watch this. One step.
Oh, a drop step.
One step. Watch this. Move, drop step, dunk. Ah! There's Lummy's mom and dad.
High dollar production going on.
Oh, yeah, I know. All right, let's continue on my biopic here.
Yeah, got to get that booty.
Klim's career simultaneously featured a long parade of drama. He's known for frequent on-air and off-air feuds with a number of public figures, guests, friends, foes,
check,
and other radio hosts.
Check.
That have led to a number of lawsuits.
Check.
And frequently landed in hot water.
Check.
Based on inflammatory speech. Check. He was kicked out of Clear Channel in 04 after the Federal Communications fined the network for a series of violations on Clem's radio show.
How much?
I didn't say.
$755 large.
Most of which involve sexually explicit jokes. Yep. He routinely used homosexual slurs and threatened to deep fat fry the Koran.
Oh, God.
This guy's a real winner.
Who is this Bubba guy?
The propensity towards offending listeners and advertisers contributed to Clem continuing shifting program shows and stations over the years while battling the FCC's and rely on fans to follow him to drive his success. Check. In 02, Clem had a producer stood trial on an animal cruelty deal, castrated a hog, blah, blah, blah. Check. They were acquitted. Check. Clem was sued in 06 by a woman who claimed that he held her down while encouraging another woman to rape her with a sex toy.
Not the Bubba I know.
No. That suit was voluntarily dismissed. Yeah, I had to write a check.
Check, check.
Yeah, check, check.
You were talking about a check? That was a big one. It was so fucking bullshit. It was this girl we had, she was, I'm not going to mention her name, but she wasn't nearly as pretty as Melissa Midwest. And so we were fretting over how pretty this one girl was, Melissa Midwest, and this other girl was kind of cute. And we had a strap on. And the girl's like, I'll take that strap on from Melissa Midwest. So Melissa Midwest, you know, administered a strap on. Next thing you know, it's Bubba raped her. I didn't have anything to do. I was sitting right here when it happened. They did it over there. Despite all this drama, and perhaps because of it, Clem has cultivated a staunch national fan base known as the Bubba Army. Actually, Blitzes is fairly factual.
Mm-hmm.
He also enjoyed friendship with celebrities like Shock Jock. In royalty, Howard Stern, Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Hulk Hogan, who became Clem through Clem's affiliation with the Wrestling Federation. Clem is known for popularizing wrestling lingo on his DJ speak. Briefly worked backstage interview for a wrestling promoter, blah, blah, blah. Clem and Hogan were at once so close that Hogan was the best man at Clem's 07 wedding. His now ex-wife, Heather Cole, in fact, the Clems and the Hogans would soon become involved in one of the largest media scandals in modern era.
Damn, that sounds cool.
I'd watch a documentary on that.
Mm-hmm. I would, too.
So far, I'd watch this guy's documentary.
Yeah.
You may recall the 2012 grainy sex tape, including Hulk Hogan, and allegedly filmed without his permission, surfaced and spread through the adult entertainment industry. It was eventually seen by more than mainstream audiences and celebrities and media gossip website Gawker published it. The excerpt, the site published 60 seconds of a 30-minute tape and that reported featured Clem, Heather, who at the time was married to Hogan's best friend, Bubba. The rest is media history. Hogan went on to sue Gawker. The suit was bankrolled by venture capitalist and tech guru Peter Thiel.
Peter Thiel.
That blah, blah, blah. Continue to read. Bubba Clem can be seen on the tape telling him
with his ear against the door.
His ear against the door. Despite his implication, Clem maintained he was innocent. See, but here's the deal. Despite Clem maintained he was innocent of leaking the tape, which you guys know I am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I'm not innocent of taping it. I'm not innocent of shit that was said on it. But I didn't fucking distribute it. I didn't want that tape out.
Right.
Fuck. Look what it's done to me.
We all know it's made you a millionaire secretly, and you bankroll everything, and you got more money. You drive your Crown Vic so that it doesn't look like you're a millionaire. But I saw you in your Ferrari yesterday.
That's my fucking Ferrari.
Yeah. You just let Dan use it to pretend
it's
not Blitz yours.
You think Blitz would work for minimum wage? I'm going to pay him six fucking figures.
Mm-hmm.
Between Gawker episode and a various controversy, firings, and lawsuits over the years, Clem's financial situation seemed to have declined rapidly. That's recent profiles painted him as having fallen from national prominence, focusing on his dwindling finances and difficulties in staying on the air. Check.
Mm-hmm.
2011, Clem reported walked away from his serious host gig due to a salary cut. the network through he moved to another internet streaming site, seems to have siloed himself from one mainstream radio hosting experience to another. Check. Oh, hold on, what? It keeps going. It just throws us a bone here. But it's possible that staying out of the mainstream is paradoxically keeping him relevant to conservative America, despite the profiles chronicling his decline. What's remarkable about Clem is just how high profile he still seems to be among certain listeners. He still has a daily show in Tampa, which he streams live on Twitch, where he has a respectable 2.2 million views, which I think is now more like 12 or 15 million. Moreover, his particular blend of shock humor, reportedly L-I-C-E-N-T-I-O-U-S, licentious lifestyle. Even Anna doesn't fucking know.
Say it again. Lascivious?
L-I-C.
Oh, no.
L-I-C. Write it down, bitch. L-I-C-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. Licentious lifestyle.
Yeah, it's promiscuous in sexual matters.
And a certain flavor of white America culture, he seems to generate a striking collection of moments that intertwine with American politics. For instance, in 07, Clem interviewed a porn actress, Stormy Daniels, and openly spoke about her alleged sexual liaisons with Donald Trump. The details of that interview resurfaced last year. Clem's on-air phone calls with Carlson have ended up that may have ended years ago, but his friendship with the pundit hasn't. And last month had a different guest caller who represents yet another facet of interplay between Roger Stone. Talked about Roger Stone. Clem has managed to keep his fingers in so many political pies during his drifting while drifting further afield from the mainstream radio suggests that he is perhaps more in lockstep with a certain sort of national politics than the mainstream culture itself. That's putting me, I think that's good, isn't it?
Yep.
At this point, it's possible we shouldn't be asking who Bubba the Love Sponge is, but who and what else Bubba the Love Sponge knows.
Oh.
I fucking like that. Who's this guy? Fucking write this bullshit. I like this.
Who's the author?
Alja Ramono. 2018. Need to fucking copy and paste that. Send that to a copy. Bam. I mean, that's from the Vox. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. What happened to Bubba the Love Sponge? Bubba Army Radio. Howard catches up. Blitz, it's really not that bad. If you Google me.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, this isn't too good. The Love Sponge star has fallen dramatically. What the fuck do you guys know?
When was that?
The Esquire? Probably when my mom was Googling.
Probably the one your mom read?
Yeah.
Bubba the Love Sponge star has fallen dramatically. A decade ago, the radio shocker jock was making $2 million a year. Interviewing high-profile conservatives.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What happened? You tell me, bitch.
About to get mines.
All right.
Cool news, Sponge. The airplanes are taking off this way now.
That's the worst when they take off this way.
I know. I know you'd be happy to hear that. You'll be here for a few
minutes. Well, actually, he's not in prison for that. Jeff didn't marry underage girls.
No, he's in prison for facilitation of child rape.
Whatever the hell that means.
That means
he's in prison. He's in prison because he's weird and unpopular, and he has a different lifestyle that other people find creepy.
No, he's an accessory to the rape of children. That is a felony and a serious one at that.
What do you mean an accessory? He's like got some weird religious cult where he thinks it's okay to, you know, marry underage girls, but he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he should be the one who's doing life? The rapist in this case has made a lifelong commitment to live and take care of the person. So it is a little different. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He's not accused of touching anybody. He is accused of facilitating a marriage between a 16-year-old girl and a 27-year-old man. That's the accusation. That's what they're calling felony rape.
But in our state,
that's bullshit. This guy may be a total creep. Maybe it's not rape, but I'm just telling you that arranging a marriage between a 16-year-old and a 27-year-old is not the same as pulling a stranger off the street and raping her. That's bullshit.
You know what? In my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Brad, I never use them.
It's true. You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full-blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, men really need to be more sensitive and this. No, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive.
That's why I like Tucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
And lighten up a little bit, bitch.
They love it.
Alexis Stewart, we run into her all the time.
She seems
cunt.
Awful.
Yeah,
she is
awful.
They're very cunty.
She seems extremely
I like cunty. To hear that word out of
he says cunty.
I stepped over him. She seems what now go ahead.
She just does seem a little cunty. Yeah. I mean, you said it. I'm just agreeing with you. I don't use that word because
right. I'd love for Tucker Carlson tonight on MSNBC, a girl that comes across kinda cunty.
Well, does. I mean, I heard her now I'm a Brent fan, so okay, I'm stating my bias right out front here. But I heard her on with him and I just wanted to give her the spanking she so desperately
I wanted to give her the spanking that she so desperately needs. I think this is Tucker at his absolute finest.
When she's laying her head in your bed at night, you know who the hell's in her bedroom and what they're doing. Nobody, just her. Well, when she's in a dormitory-type setting and these little girls start experimenting around, next thing you know, you got a lesbian on your hands.
I don't think that's likely.
Next thing you know, Brent, what's going on in the Combe dormitory? Nothing. I don't got a PSP to play. I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got my mom and dad here to tell me that they love me and they tuck me in bed. So here's Trixie, and she wants to explore my body a little bit. So, hey, let's go crazy.
Wow.
If
it wasn't my daughter, I would love that scenario. Whoa!
I just think that's pretty unlikely.
As outlandish as that is, how old is your daughter?
14.
Well, I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand.
But
God, I love it.
Paris and Brittany.
People don't realize that he's completely joking most of the time.
I know.
He just says it with a straight face.
Yeah. Yeah, he just says he just hard sells.
He's
it
being
with
outlandish
great...
to be outlandish. He doesn't right. believe
he's
this
outlandish
shit.
On an outlandish show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Blitz, other than that, I mean, really, Googling me isn't really that big a deal. It just shows you I'm the fucking pimp.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus, Warsaw, Indiana should have home above the love sponge.
That's right.
Biggest fucking pimp.
Most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana. Did you know I didn't take my shit today at 4:30 and I have to shit?
Oh, man.
Right now?
Remember, Lummy came here this morning. And he was like, man, I got a shit.
Yeah.
And you haven't shitted yet?
No, he
no,
did. During
I usually,
first break.
Shit. Oh, I usually shit at 4:30.
You know, I didn't shit this morning. Yeah. Dan shat during the show today. Like, what's up? Everyone's all shitted out.
Yeah. On my plumbing.
Yeah.
Shitting in my plumbing.
He did, too, in your bathroom.
Dr. Dan did?
He shit in my bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He
that's
is.
That's okay. Yeah. I've gotten a lot less.
No, your boyfriend.
You said he was allowed to.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's on your list.
Your shit list.
Anybody can shit in there. Anybody can use it. That's I don't sweet. Use it that much. I may use it at most once a show. And there's some.
Oh, yeah,
there's
at,
a,
much.
There's
at
a,
most.
There's a lot of times where I'll go the entire show and not pee or shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or stand up or anything.
Well, that's true, too.
I just meant, like, you don't walk around.
But I'm laser-locked on trying to...
I know. And we appreciate that.
Now, Anna, do you have our manscaping
box? No, I have it.
You're not going to let her open that?
I mean, we didn't plan on doing that, so...
We didn't?
No. We can. I just had it with me.
Well, I thought there are some stuff for you on there.
Correct.
For manscaping?
And so what I'm thinking is, Blitz, you
they have
fucking...
Ladies stuff?
I believe there's stuff for me, for... Bubba and for Lummy.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, but we do have the luxury of having a woman that wants to open our shit for us.
Yeah.
I love opening shit.
And then she can go, oh my God, it's such and such, and then we can determine whose it goes to.
I can bring it in.
Yeah.
All I did was break the tape open. I didn't do anything
perfect.
Else. All right.
I mean, are you okay with that?
Yes. I mean, is Blitz okay with it? Hopefully also, yes.
I mean, can you answer for Blitz on this? He's okay
yes.
with this shit.
Yes, he's fine.
I'm excited. You're right there?
Let me don't forget today at noon.
Can you make that video of you trying on the new clothes?
No.
Yeah, today
that'd
at
be
noon,
so
YouTube.
Fun. Come on, Bubs.
Car.
Oh, no.
Oh. Sorry, Shane.
Okay. Today at noon.
Thank you.
Is a Pista 480.
Yeah. The 38-minute video of you guys driving around.
Oh, no, let me.
Got lots of stuff.
Later today, I'm sorry, not today. Later this week, I need you to help me take the race car off the trailer and put it on the lift, but not today.
Like, okay.
Whatever day, get with Ashley and find out which day for you would be best, because it's going to take about 30 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Can you just drive it? I'm asking because I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Unless somebody could fit in the fucking seat.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
I mean, if somebody could fit in the seat.
Anna.
She's probably the only one that would fit.
No, hold on. You guys understand. This is a Brin transmission. So a Brin transmission, Blitz, requires this. You have to push the clutch and the gas the same time. It's not clutch in and then let the clutch out. It's you probably have never even driven anything like this.
I have not driven one, no.
This is like how late models and modifieds are. It's called a Brin transmission. So the clutch... You have to slowly push the clutch in with the gas to get it to go.
Hmm.
You know, most manuals, you leave the clutch all the way in, then let the clutch out slowly
right.
and give it gas and you know, not here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super fucking tricky. I used to be able to do it with a broomstick.
Oh.
Turn the idle up a little bit, Blitz, and you just... And you put the steering wheel on, and then you use the broomstick just to kind of touch the clutch to get it to go. That's we might, but that also can go south on you real fucking fast.
Yeah, I got you.
If you got a 300-pound man and me, we can push it. We've pushed it before.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I was asking. So,
yeah,
pushing it sounds like a much better option.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit in here.
All right. Well, are you,
Hunt.
I mean, do you want to open them or not? Do you have scissors?
She's
do you have
going
a knife?
Through it now.
I'm going
Well, you're gonna have to show us what it is. God, I got a shit.
Well,
you think
hold
it's gonna
it
be
in.
A cable.
Now, do you think Grouper
Lips?
Now, hold on, Blitz. I think we need to. Now, Grouper Lips came here with his lovely wife, and we now have the remaining three busts. We have Unsavory, we have Caitlin Hatley, and we got Grouper Lips. Now, I knew that Is it May 1st?
May 2nd.
May 2nd?
Yeah.
Should we just go ahead and do it now that we have them in hand, or should we wait for May 2nd?
Well, we should at least do it on video.
No, not now.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about during the show tomorrow or...
Like before the 2nd.
Or the after show. Yeah, definitely blitz. We might as well do it now that we got them.
Okay. So we... Yeah. Originally, when we planned on doing it the 2nd, I don't think we were on podcast only, so...
No. I don't want to do it on a Thursday or a Monday.
No, I know, but the 2nd is a Monday. So okay. That was the day we were originally going to do it.
All right, well, how about doing it tomorrow on the after show?
That's fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, like some... Blitz, I mean, let me try to find me some royalty-free, you know, ceremonial kind of deal. Like the... Dun, 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 dun. Man, I got
to
poop.
Well, I sent you a message, Bubba. I meant to send it to Lomi.
Well, you're going to have to hold it in for a while because there's a lot of stuff here. Sorry. Do you want me to get started on it?
Yeah. My shit pains aren't going to go away, honey. I mean, the fastest
they will.
You get your
they will, but only one way.
Well, I know you were talking about the Brin transmission or some shit, so I don't want to interrupt. Oh! Okay.
Oh, dear God! Now, Blitz, can I get a... What do we got going on after... what do we got going on here at the studios this week after? Is there a Flapping Gaps? Is there? I don't think there is.
No.
Is there a Lemmy sports show?
Yeah, I believe there is on Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, Wednesday. Because Lemmy, I'm trying to figure out when we could potentially move this car. So we got there's no Flapping Gaps. I think basically all we have is the Wednesday sports show.
I believe so.
I think that's it. So it'd be kind of a relatively light week for the studios.
Yes.
Perfect. Anna, what do you got over there?
Oh my God. Where does one begin? Deodorant.
Okay.
Deodorant.
What I think you should do is you should open it all up and put it like in your little area, and then we can go through who gets what.
There's just a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find a list of who's is what.
I thought that there might be like repeats, but it looks like a lot of them are different. Oh, these are all the same. Okay, so you each got, I don't know.
Shh, I probably got a bill collector here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hope not. If not. Hello? Hello? Hello. Press 1, maybe? Blitz, how could I even hung up on you? You knew it was a bell collector. Anna, continue on, dear.
Okay, I think these are all the same. You got 3 boxes. They each have,
they might be the Blitz,
accessories.
They might be...
Yeah, those are the performance packages.
Yes, okay. The performance packages have a razor, a buzzer, whatever you guys call it. It has a crop reviver, which is a ball toner.
Yes.
And it also has a crop preserver. For those wondering, that's a ball deodorant that you put on your testicles. Mm-hmm. And then underneath it...
Will you be putting that on your boyfriend?
Yes, if that is what he wants, that is what he will get.
Mm-hmm.
So then we also have
like
size extra large boxer briefs.
Those are for probably Lummy.
Well, I think they're all the same size.
No, they should all be different.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, we told them the
okay.
Sizes.
And then you also get a bag, a little man toiletry bag.
Oh, sweet.
And nice. A newspaper. So that's great.
Attention.
So extra large, is that going to be for...
Set that aside, yep.
That's for Blount.
Nope.
That's for Lummy.
Which is a large, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sure. So
you
sorry.
Should know.
That's for Lummy.
It's dropping shit.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Stock it. Testy. There's a body wash. A big one.
Oh, there that.
That's
that,
Bubba's.
By the way,
that's so Bubba
shit.
Got a whole list of shit.
Oh, you got the weed whacker, electric nose and ear hair trimmer. There's the ultra smooth package, which is the crop exfoliator, which is for your groin area. The crop gel, which is a clear groin shaving gel. And then the razor. With 5 replacement blades. Ooh.
Oh, I want all
so
that
fancy.
And more.
There's more.
Manscaped is...
Really, did you guys...
Unbelievable.
Oh, there's 3 weed whackers.
Go to Manscaped.
So everyone gets one.
Go to manscaped.com. And there's just no excuses why you shouldn't be able to keep your pubic region very well groomed. And more importantly, the ball moisturizer and the deodorizer. That stuff's nice, man. Revive your balls, Lummy.
Okay,
I'm just reading it now.
I'm trying to revive my balls, but I never had any of this stuff to do it. So
extra large.
Now I got the crops.
That's for that one's for Lummy.
Crop reviver.
The one Lummy has isn't for him.
Crop preserver.
But he doesn't read his messages.
Okay.
I was
extra large. That's Lummies.
Well, yep. Such a dick.
I'll trade you. Lummies.
Don't you get tired of it? Just incessant.
I'm so sorry.
Just put that one on the chair, and then I'll get this one.
But you got the entire world going for you right now. You got a good-looking girlfriend. You're getting lots of pussy.
My landscaper, my weed whacker.
But you're still so negative, buddy. Why?
I'm sorry. People need to do their job. Sorry.
It's my fault. I didn't read the message.
I'm poop. I gotta poop.
And then there's anti-chafing boxer briefs, but there's no size on it. Oh, large. Just kidding. It's large. My bad. No, I got it.
Technically, it's all the same stuff, but the size is wrong.
I got you. Yep. So we got it. There it is.
So tomorrow, on tomorrow's after show, we will do the three remaining Hall of Fame deals. Grouper Lips, of course, Unsavory, who I think is still mad at me. And
he's in the Twitch chat right now.
The great Caitlin Hatley. Unsavory, I texted you, buddy, just like last week, and you're like completely Blitz K ghost to me. That didn't work for me.
I
texted him a question.
Oh.
Or are you his fucking hand
right now? No, I'm just, I mean, I talked to a lot of the guys. A lot of them were kind of afraid to message you back and stuff, so.
If I reach out to them.
Oh, there's lip balm.
Out of nowhere. And say, hey, Unsavory. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. Why can't you get back to me? I could take out a little bit of a slap in the face, cousin. I got to poop.
Nice catch there.
We done for the day. This seems like some great added value for the fine podcasting community.
Hey, don't forget 12 o'clock on YouTube.
I'm going to go shave my balls and watch myself driving.
Don't forget today at noon, Blitz is going to be shaving his balls at home.
I'm going to manscape my balls as I'm watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Marking out to the 488.
Mm-hmm. Powdering up my nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You should put that on some type of deal, and that's your car.
Put it on some type of deal, that's your car?
Like, tell everybody that's your car.
Early Pista?
And then it's just him shaving his balls?
What if James said, hey, Blitz,
yeah,
you got Anna coming over tonight? So you're by yourself?
Yeah, no Anna tonight.
You're by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You want to take You want to take the Pista down to amateur with a little sidekick Willie? Would you do that?
A sidekick Willie? What does that mean?
A side chick. It means someone that's not me.
No.
Sad.
A sidekick means you're just going to be rolling around town. Sidekicking it.
Yeah. Sidekicking.
I wouldn't even want to drive that fucking thing.
Yeah, it looks scary.
I'd be like, you know what? Next time I pick you up, won't be in this.
Gonna be in the smart car.
You really got like poops in your brain or something. What's going on?
I gotta poop bad.
I can tell. You feel like you're rocking around.
I'm trying to keep
it. You okay?
You're trying to keep it
not
in?
Not okay.
Squeeze your ass cheeks together.
Yeah, do some reps.
I gotta
now you know how I felt during the show when you said it's gonna be a short segment and I had to piss so bad. Bubs out of piss. But I knew if I said anything you were gonna get mad at me.
I got a birthday card from Howard.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Nice. What did it say?
It said,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You'll never be as good as I am. Happy birthday. It said, Bubba, wishing you a fantastic day with a wonderful year ahead. Happy birthday, Howard.
He's so good about that.
Come look on it. Come look. And it's handwritten. And he handwrote the, this is his writing. So he handwrote the envelope. And then here's his card. Be like E.T., phone home,
mm-hmm.
be good. Isn't that kind of cool?
That's awesome.
Nobody else is getting fucked. No other radio guys.
I didn't get one.
No.
There's just in the mail.
I'm the most coolest connected, but yet not coolest and connected.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird that I get personal birthday cards from Howard Stern? I'm... Deion Sanders is posting up interviews from when he did with me in 1994.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Stewart's a friend of mine. I mean, I got a lot of, you know, important people, but yet
friends
I'm
in high places.
But I'm the bad guy. I'm the most connected, but yet blackballed motherfucker there ever was.
Isn't that kind of what that article said from Vox?
And the fact that, like, you would think that, like, I mean, at the end of the day, Blitz, I'm not trying to say one bad word about Joe Rogan because I got nothing but straight respect and love for him.
Right.
But, like, I kind of, you know, I mean, you know, I'm as good of an interviewer as him.
No question.
As legendary of a radio personality as him. He wasn't even a legendary radio personality.
No.
I don't know if I'm as talented as he is, but I think I'm talented enough. He's a former fan of the show, former guest of the show. Why couldn't I catch a fucking...
He's a current fan of the show. He listens all the time, I heard.
I don't know if he has the time, to be honest with you, to get it.
Oh, we can lie about it.
But why aren't I distributed like that? Why don't I catch a fucking break? I don't know. We can contemplate that tomorrow. Anna, you can hand out that shit accordingly. I'm going upstairs to use the Clem's Clubhouse.
Oh, you're
going to
clubhouse poop it? So this is a long pooping?
Yeah, because...
When I
poop down here, I can hear you guys bustling, still doing shit.
Right.
But doesn't leave the building sometimes till 1, 2, whatever the fuck.
Might be 3 or 4 today.
But upstairs, you can really let loose.
You can really let it loose.
Especially with your gruntings.
Well, no, his soccer game or sometimes his race car
game. My
soccer game.
Do you ever grunt?
I've been shitting blood lately.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. I'm a little bit worried about it.
Fresh blood or dark red blood?
Fresh.
You might want to talk to Dr. Dan about it tomorrow.
No, I don't.
Do a prostate exam on the air.
I've already done that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Howard was on the phone doing it.
Oh, it's different when it's your boyfriend like Dan.
I don't think I could have Dan stick his finger up my ass.
Again?
he's ever checked my prostate.
Well, maybe you should start. He is a doctor, after all.
Well, that's not good to be bleeding all the time, Sponge.
You need more fiber.
You've given like 7 million gallons of blood.
Do you want me to get you some stool softener? I'm going to Publix.
No, I don't need any of that.
Thank you, Mike.
I just need to stop bleeding.
Okay.
Did you see the story about poop pills in prep?
Yeah,
I didn't get to it.
I added it just for you. It's where you eat shit.
It's pills with poop in it.
Is that who I think it is?
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
Hootie?
You know it.
Is it Hootie?
Yep.
Oh, he was in court yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sure, Bubba has his friends, but only one can claim the title of bestest friend. The world's greatest wrestler, Hulk Hogan, is on the warm-up.
By the way, let me that please was something else. You know that, don't you?
What?
That setup where you hear him go, please.
Please.
There was something else involved.
Brent, let me ask you a question. Did Big Dick not monitor Channel 8? Because I think Channel 8 yesterday was at the courthouse.
Did Big Dick not monitor Channel 8?
Had a story on this. Hogan, was Channel 8 there?
Yeah, brother. You can go to their website. And they got a video clip of the whole thing.
Thank you, Big Dick.
Going on there.
So hold on. How bad is it, Spice, when Hogan, the most non-technologically savvy person we know, can scoop Big Dick on video that's on Channel 8?
I think he wants Big Dick's job.
True.
Hey, yeah. Can I read you something?
Boy, you sound a little bit rough today, buddy.
Yeah, my back's screwed up so bad, it's ridiculous.
Big Dick, get that stuff for me ASAP, and I'm going to beat the crap out of you, Big Dick. Yes, read me something, Hogan.
No wonder my employees really loved me back in the day.
Yeah. This certifies that Gary Smith has successfully completed the requirements of and shall be known as a graduate of Pinellas County Adult Drug Court. Eyewitness whereof I have brethren set my hand and seal at Clearwater, Pinellas County, Florida, given this 19th day of 2009, Deanne Farnell, Circuit Judge, 6th Judicial Circuit.
Cool. Fantastic.
It's like a diploma, man.
Fantastic.
So, hey,
that was neat.
This is the guy that would fucking design his boots and shit, right?
But
he's straight as an arrow. I'm telling
you. Is he liberally conservative or conservatively liberal?
I agree with you so completely.
Probably depends on how much Nicoretti's chewed.
I really admire you for your evil.
The immensely entertaining Tucker Carlson is on the line.
Oh, the immensely entertaining.
Appreciate it.
The immensely entertaining Tucker Carlson. What do you got going on in the world of Tucker? Are you doing speaking engagements? What are you doing, kiddo?
I got a speech in about 15 minutes.
See, Anna, this is before he was like really didn't have a job.
I like that.
Yeah, he got fired from MSNBC.
They said that
I got you to the top of the hour.
Yeah, top of the hour. Then I gotta hop in the shower. They want you to bathe before speeches here.
Are you ever going to go back to the bow tie gimmick, or is that so
80s? That is so 80s. I spent 20 years with the bow tie. I did my time.
It turns out when you wear a bow tie, people hate you, which is fine.
Yeah, but people knew you.
Conflict with the rest of the world wears you out after a while.
You know, Spice is right. All too often we'll be like, hey, you know, Tucker Carlson. And then we say, you know, the guy that wore the younger guy that wore that goofy-ass bow tie. And more often than not, they're like, oh, yeah, I know who that guy is.
Yeah, the guy with the bow tie.
That was kind of your gimmick.
I hate him. I hate that guy.
But they knew you.
Yeah, but after you ditched the bow tie.
All right.
Spice, what are you going
to
say?
Well, one of the things, Brooke, I mean...
Oh, Brooke Hogan in studio. Love me. Have we ever listened to this? Well, yeah, Bubba, I've listened to it 42 times, but I forgot to tell you.
I mean, you're obviously accepting of the divorce. You've been away for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm curious of, and I don't know if you've answered this question at all, do you believe that $40,000 a month is insane amount of
money?
I
don't even know how I can spend it.
Do you think that she deserves half of all future earnings off your father? Like, what's your feelings on actually the divorce and the
business? I feel like if she's getting $40,000 a month tax free.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how you can possibly rent the biggest house in LA.
So that
still have 15 right. grand left over to
Hogan's
shop with.
Up now. Man, hold on, man. This might be something we fucking use.
Mm-hmm.
This is Brooke getting heat with Linda's.
Yeah, she's
talking about money.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is wait, I just have to stop for a second. I don't want to. The thing is, I may hopefully have a relationship with my mother in the future, and I don't ever want to dog her or say that she definitely raised me the right way, and she definitely was a good mother. I'm really, though, right now, between the money and the dogging her family and not being there and putting superficial things before real things, I'm pissed off. And she's gonna, if we ever sit down and talk, I'm gonna be like, you know what, you are a bad person for a while.
Do you think that, like, right now, do you believe that she's acting like a gold digger?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, I know you think that way.
It's my mom.
Isn't it sad, though? Let me just take
it's
an outside.
It's just sad
but,
to
I mean,
me
you
because...
Know, you know what a gold digger is.
It's sad to me because it's like I'm sitting here with, like, Uncle Bubba and Spice and like,
dad.
All these people that I've known since I was, you know, little and stuff. And it's like, we all hung out together and it's like...
It was so sad because it's all
what's so
gone.
Sad to me is that it's like, I can sit here and talk about, like, I'm so disappointed in her and she did this and this and this. And I don't ever want it to come back to me like, oh, you dogged me out, whatever.
No.
But... It really just makes me so sad that we even have to talk about it.
I know.
You know, like, that it's just like...
Because you know what? This could all be, honest to God, it seems like there's... Here's the problem,
honestly,
okay?
You get more with honey than vinegar. If she was nice to my dad and was just like, you know what? We both messed up.
Yeah.
Let's just split it down. We would have... They would have had more...
Because,
you know...
She's being so misinformed by all these people that are...
Man, Lovey, we need to write that one down.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's in the morning show.
Yeah, it's on the morning show. I got something coming up here in about a half an hour you're going to like. Why talk about this stupid-ass Mexican bitch that's getting ready to be on the Supreme Court when I got pubic hair burrito coming up in a few minutes?
Who's pubic hair burrito?
It's Tucker Carlson. Yeah, see, look at Brent. I've completely gone off the script. He's like a bear. He's like Tonk the grizzly bear. As soon as you show Tucker a marshmallow, he completely is not mad no more. You know, like when we had this 500-pound grizzly bear come in, Tucker, and he'd be so pissed off, and as soon as you'd show him a little treat, he'd be like, oh, treat. He'd be so happy. Same with Tucker, man. Brent, we're talking about something real important, and as soon as I get him off base, I'm like, oh, you know, we got this thing called pubic hair burrito, okay? And we take three men, three interns here at the station, and we go to Taco Bell, and we get three big beefy burritos, okay? Well, yesterday, the guys, the Bubba Raw crew, they cultivated everybody's in the building. Everybody had to go in the bathroom and shave their pubic hair, and we put it into a bag.
Oh, my God.
Tucker.
We did it twice.
How would you like to work? Oh, didn't you have to eat some of these pubes?
Oh, yeah. We did it twice. We did it in the morning show and then the serious show.
And then the pubes get stuck in your throat,
don't
they?
Yeah,
the serious show I threw up
a bunch. You can't get them out.
Yeah.
No.
You really can't get them out.
No.
No, I'm just on it. We're just giving the ins and outs.
I know.
Yeah.
First one I made
here,
it clear.
Here, man, we got the best working environment.
And don't forget, too, Bubba told everyone that was going to have to give the donation to, like, not shower for a week.
Yeah, no.
You said that, Bubs?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and they had, sometimes they were stuck together, they had flakes all over.
Some people went to the Bubba gym and worked out a lot.
Get extra, combat pay for that?
They get nothing. So listen to me. So the Bubba Raw camera guys and Miller went around and cultivated, you know, quite a nice amount of everybody's pubic hair. And then we put it into a paper bag. Well, we take one of the three burritos and we, you know, because a burrito is closed on both ends, so you can't see, you know, the stuff inside of it. So we took one of the three and we stuffed it full of pubic hair and we wrapped it all up. So it looks like a perfectly, you know, burrito. And then the guys spin a wheel as to who gets to pick first, second, and third. And each guy gets a burrito in front of them,
And then we give them, you know, ready, bite. Everybody bite into it. And one of the three guys is going to have a mouthful of pubic hair.
Oh, that is just disgusting. So it's not just like you're not putting one or two stray hairs in there.
No, it's a, it's a mound. It's
ew,
like,
man, I can't.
Oh, how about this one? You ready for this one? Bubba the Love Sponge Show. We have Drew standing by.
Yeah, he is.
It's kind of refreshing to see somebody be chewed up and spit out by radio and then bounce back on their feet and do well.
Yeah, Blitz, I love Drew to death. We've become friends. But remember for a while when he was trying to toe the corporate line and he was like, Billy Madison described me, or Billy Madison's the one that got me my break. But do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I'd say I didn't need radio.
Exactly.
He was, I'll let Drew tell me his history. I'm familiar with Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
Out of Orlando. What's up, Drew? How are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
What do you got going on besides, doing something besides radio, which is probably the smarter thing?
Yeah, chewed up and spit out is right, my man. That was an illustrious 11 years with Clear Channel and about three with CBS.
Is that how it went down?
Yeah, man.
Now, was it all out of Orlando?
Yep, absolutely. Been living
and
here.
This was before he even got back into radio.
This is before you gave him the radio IO deal.
Right.
For 30 years on the air for, about 14, 15.
So what was your first job?
First job was a weekend jock on Real Radio.
On 104.1?
Yes, sir.
As a weekender?
Yeah, and then got an overnight show. Did that for a year and a half. Was lucky enough to work on Jim Phillips' show before that. And then I did nights for about 10 years.
I like Jim.
Great guy.
I like him a lot. He embellishes the fact that he's the most listened to guy in Florida. But hey, that's just some embellishment now. Jim's a good guy. Actually, I think when I got fired from XL back in the day,
yeah,
I think I may have talked.
No, Drew Garabo. Kurt Angle called in when he got cleared from the pills.
Kurt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
First of all, thank you for finally making one of your good friends that loves you and stood by you for years the exclusive on this instead of calling some jobbers out of Pittsburgh, the Bubba and Jim show or something like that. Come on.
Hey, I had to do that for my Kurt Angle
foundation.
Sure,
right, number one, yeah. So anyway, now, did you go to court yesterday?
Yeah, thank God I got, gosh, this girl, everything she said, she just got caught in a lie.
Did she have to show up, the girl?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
How bad did the chocolate rat feel?
I mean, yeah, the big chocolate 190-pound rat, man. I mean, did she go there and come in there and do a bow and arrow into a double biceps, into the most muscular? What'd she do?
Well, before the hearing started, basically, Robinson Township Police saw that I...
All right, so, Lummy, I think I'm showing you, man. We got a lot of good shit. We need to get to fucking Jackson immediately.
Yeah, I got... I'm working on a lot of it.
Oh, this is when Hogan and I went to the Magic game during the play when they were in the finals. Remember Magic Lakers in the finals?
Yeah, where you guys sitting, like first or second row?
Fourth. With Heather and his wife.
Sure, Bubba has his.
And we just look like straight fucking pimps.
Friends, but only one can claim the title of bestest friend. The world's greatest wrestler, Hulk Hogan, is on the warm up.
Blitz, would it be hard, or I guess I can ask Lummy this as well, to put it in BAR as we're trying to make it better and fix it so it can take credit cards past 2024? Could we do a complete, like, Hogan call-in section?
We can do that.
Is that hard to do?
No.
All right.
We've been downloading a lot of the stuff to do the different sections.
Hoodie, yes.
Lummy's been working a lot on that.
All right, Lummy. I'll give you a bonus, Lummy.
Oh, I'm just... Thank
for
you.
For real.
Well, thank you.
And it's looking like you guys are going to get a pretty nice April shaping up pretty fucking nice.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be quite substantial.
Sweet. Thank you.
You want to
come out of the box being grabbing your best hold and being stiff, huh?
Oh, I'm just joking.
Come on now. Work with me. What are you doing? What do you got going on? By the way, you did a wonderful job at the Magic game.
Oh, them boys weren't ready for the big stage, Doc.
And you got some press with Tiger Woods, the media saying that they saw you two chatting.
Well, you want me to punch out Chris Brown.
Yeah, well, I got a show. Chris Brown was there. I'm like, Hogan, you should go do a fucking high spot with him because he just beat the shit out of a girl.
Oh, and that was after that, okay.
And I'm like, if you go over there and just go like a, you know, like you should, naughty, naughty boy. I go, Lummy, Hogan, the fucking entire media will pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't they blitz if he went over there and went, naughty, naughty, naughty?
It would have.
He didn't listen. Oh, where you kind of shot a little angle, but unfortunately he's so beaten down that he won't even look any man into his eyes now, will he?
He's looking down the ground. McGill said he didn't want none.
You were feeling no pain. He
was so fucked up that night. Oh, my God.
That might have been, honest to God, and the last...
And I think I talk about it right here.
2 or 3 years, that might have been... the I don't know, the most loose and my old Hogan I've seen back in a long, long time.
Which we were walking out of the game, and we were driving my Suburban, no, my Escalade at the time. Heather and Jennifer were in the back seat. Me and Hogan were in the first front
with
seat.
With your 26-inch spinners?
With my 26-inch spinners. And Hogan was telling people, give me a dollar.
What?
Give me a dollar. And so we were VIP parking, but as you pulled out, we kind of parked where the players did, like back in that Sally Park area. Yeah. This is the old, where they used to play, Lummy. And we were pulling out, well, there was just people on every side of the car. And kind of like in the middle, like kind of a mini, like a mini traffic jam. And so we had our windows down, and everybody, I mean, Hogan, everybody recognizes Hogan. They're like, Hogan! And he's, I'm like, Hogan, start asking for money.
Dollars.
People, I think we collected $150. People just throw it. I was like, give me a dollar.
Time. You were, I think you were having a good time.
I wish I had been rolling tape. See, I was rolling tape when I shouldn't and not when I should have.
On Thursday night.
Yeah, man, it was good just to break loose and get out of the crazy drama for a few minutes, you know. But we're headed back into the squared circle this morning, brother.
Where are you headed?
Oh, we're going to court today, bro.
Who is?
I am.
For what? What kind of ruling are you getting today? I mean, what are you looking for? Are you defending or petitioning? What's going on?
No, we're just going to talk about all the crazy money stuff and all the wasting. And, you know, I guess because Linda did her thing, you know, with her, I guess she took her own drug test or whatever the heck she did, I guess. It kind of opened the floodgates because everybody's jumping out of the woodwork saying they were Pez arguing with her, and there's no way she's clean McGillicuddy, because when she released that statement, we got people jumping out of the woodwork saying
so I guess she released a statement that she was drug-free, and people are coming saying, no, I did Xannies with her and stuff like that. Hogan completely incorporated my own language, too, did he not?
We were doing this.
I mean, Hogan was borderline a mark for me, was he not?
Sounds like it.
Whether or not, this was just getting crazy. I guess it's backfiring on her.
Well, I think it's what's going to backfire her on the most is that now there's rumors, I don't know if you knew this, that she's maybe going to try to sue me and Cox Broadcasting, and maybe Rafel has been talking to Phil Campbell, MJ's attorney, about joining or framing a suit that's similar to his against me, as you and I have been cyberbullying and instructing people to, you know, mess with her via MySpace and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know what?
That's just the opposite. You told nobody to do anything harmful.
Well,
that's,
you know what? My opinion on that is grab your best hold, bitch, because you know what? Be careful on who, you know, she's just unequivocally frolicked through this and anybody by suing anybody, because there's been no recourse. Watch out when you know, grab your best hold with me, my friends. I'm a snake that bites back and a lot harder.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
So, you know, be careful.
Logan, wow. I mean, that's a call you need.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker. Yeah, you're a snake that bites back.
Oh. Is he liberally conservative or conservatively liberal?
Nothing's more dangerous.
I mean, we got a treasure trove of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of Tucker
calls. We should be retired by now just with all this shit.
Person the confused.
By the way, me and Blitz's car review of a Pista 488 with a co-ed kicker today at noon.
Yeah, I know.
Probably depends on how much Nicoretti's chewed.
That's pretty dopey, is it not?
From Fox News and DailyCaller.com, it's the immensely entertaining Tucker Carlson.
What's up, Tucker? How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Bubba. How you doing? I just got off a plane. I'm back in the nation's capital to deal with my Twitter account, which has been overwhelmed by the Bubba Army.
It sounds like you're on methamphetamines this morning, my friend.
Why are you playing? Are you smarter than a fifth grader on your Twitter?
Is that what he's playing?
Yeah, well, kinda. That's been pointed out by many soldiers in the Bubba Army.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I actually got an email, okay? So I wanted to, this comes from Keith W., from Indianapolis, Indiana. Tell Tucker, I don't give a rat's ass how many Republican governors came from Arkansas. He needs to get a hold of his Twitter machine and shoot us some news updates and some real-life stories as to what he's going on through, or I'm going to unfollow him.
Oh, come on now. This is like a little political jeopardy every day.
But see,
right?
Your Twitter machine screams of some dumbass intern that you...
Was he doing, like, are you smarter than a fifth grader on there?
Yeah.
Mommy?
Playing like a little game.
Hold on. This is Bubba. Waiting for a train. Calls Heather after a fight. I even remember this one. Last call. Then I gotta go poop.
Pay my respects to the group. Just before it rained. Get the fuck out of here. They wrote a song. This must be returning from the commercials.
I've gotten a couple emails since. Bubba the Love Sponge Show, by the way. 1-888-69 Bubba. Saying that I should probably call my wife. On the air.
This is something.
Because people want to hear their side of her side of the story.
Are you calling to apologize to her?
Well, maybe. Maybe I should. Maybe I just need to kind of take a step back.
But do you really mean it?
Well, it doesn't matter if I mean it as long as I say it. you think BJ really meant it?
I mean, that's true, right?
This morning? Or he just wants to fix what's broken. You know?
I mean, that's not the way to look at it, is it?
No, I mean, I've been a little bit of a funk right now. I've been doing good on sex and stuff when we have it. I'm missing a little bit of a funk. I'm just busy. I'm real busy.
Sex is good, but the spending time with her is really what's...
Yeah.
What the problem is.
I'm going to blame it all on Britt. Just, Britt, hear me. Just go with me, okay?
Do you think people want to hear this? I think that people want to hear this kind of shit. What do you think, Lumby?
Oh, yeah.
Dance with me here, kid. Just stay.
I mean, literally, I could be saying... I'm going to shit on a shingle, and Lummy would agree with me. Sure, shit on a shingle. But
Spice, don't hate. We're at a critical point here. Don't hate, okay?
Hello?
Hey, it's me. We're live.
Hi.
Hey, Brent told me that you may be upset that I've not been spending enough time with you because he got that from Amanda. So if that's the case, you know, is that true? You know?
I don't know. I mean, I would like to do some things with you sometimes, but... You seem to be inundated with, like, racing and stuff, so I try not to say anything.
Aww. Well, let's get it all out in the open. I just want to tell you that I'm sorry and stuff.
What pisses you off? Is it the Saturday night spent cutting tires?
I don't, it doesn't make me mad, not at all. I don't get mad. I just, you know, sometimes...
You know,
it's disappointing.
You know, I don't want to say, hey, can we do something, because he has... Sometimes you have a tendency to get aggravated, and so I try not to ask.
Man, I don't think I've changed much. I think I'm a very tough person to be with. I think things have gotten worse.
But every once in a while,
the older I get.
Well, I think it would be nice if just you and I did something.
Right. Well, we did something on Saturday night. We got a little crazy.
Yeah.
not what she means.
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
It meant a lot to her.
Blitz, I probably need to check my paperwork and see if I'm can play this sort of thing or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
This might be kind of a popular deal.
No
like
time.
You want, like once every 6 months to take me, just me, out on a date. That would be right. Kind of cool.
So
6 months.
So
wow, she's
deal.
Not even asking for
two,
much.
Two times
That's a year. Twice
a year. Deal. I'll take that deal.
Okay.
Brent, when you get a good deal, you take it, right?
Run with it.
Right.
Man.
No, but you know, like, but you got to understand, you know, like when my married friends used to say, you don't understand until you have kids. Well, we have two of those, and there's just not a lot of opportunities when you wiggle in, you know, Julia's horse lessons and her piano lessons and then her dad and activities and transportation to her. And then, you know, then I have Tyler and his activities and then transportation to and from his mother's house. Then, you know, there's never.
I know, but you remember Miss Jane said sometimes we're just going to have to make time for each other.
Yeah, I do remember that part.
Remember when Miss Jane said that?
That was our counselor, not my mom.
No, I know.
Yeah. Maybe you forgot.
Who's Miss Jane?
No.
She was our, when we got married at our church, we had to go talk to the counselor, something.
That's
like that.
Pastor Walter's wife, Miss Jane.
You had to hate that.
No, actually, can I be honest with you? She was the best.
So maybe you guys
awesome.
Should go back and do that.
We're not broken.
What did he say that we need to go back again?
Spice says, well, maybe you guys need to go back and do that. I'm like, I don't think that we're broken.
I just retouch all those feelings that you had when you first.
All right, here's the bottom line. Would you not say that outside of me maybe earmarking a little bit more time just for you and I every once in a while, like two times a year, then that, other than that, everything is, I don't think that there's any problems at all, in my opinion. But, set me straight.
No.
Set me straight.
Yeah, set him straight.
No. Set me straight, Heather.
No, it's not. It's everything's fine. Everything's good.
And anytime a girl says everything's fine,
it's not fine.
It's not fine. I'm kind of coming from an honor right there.
It's not fine.
It's not fine.
Things
is
are not
it?
Okay.
I just, you know, and like I said, I hate to ask because I feel like when I ask, then you sometimes get defensive, and not because of anything other than, like, maybe I brought it to your attention and you realize, yeah, we haven't been spending any time together, and so maybe that makes you feel a little bit bad. And
not
you
really.
Know, but
I thought I was gonna laugh. I was like, come on, he feels bad, not one bit.
Not really. No, no, it's just, it makes me mad because I have no time. You know, I obviously want to spend time with you, but I don't have any time. Like I was telling Brent earlier this morning, it's not like I'm not spending time with you and spending it with anybody else other than Tyler. You know, it's like, you know, I'm like,
no,
I'm
that's why I don't really say anything.
Oh, that's great. That's a great phone call. I do have Bree Olson's Running Away. Hold on. Enough of that shit. I gotta go.
I thought you had to poop.
I do so bad.
You had to poop like 40 minutes ago.
So bad. In fact, I gotta poop so much that my body has absorbed it. I don't gotta
poop.
Shit.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
I sucked in my shit.
Oh, that's bad.
I know.
Sucking your shit.
And it's not healthy to suck in your shit.
You got poop on the brain now from sucking into your shit.
Jesus. Well, oddly enough, this weekend, I was here at the studios on, I forget what day it was, Saturday.
Yeah, your birthday.
Before I went over to Del Frisco's, I came over here.
Oh, nice.
And I wrote down a list of stuff that I'd like for you and Blitz to get to Jackson to potentially make some videos.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
You guys could get these pulled for him.
Yeah.
And get them. I have them right. Let me look at this. See this?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Post-it list.
Perfect. I like it.
All right, without further ado, I think this has been a great podcast, listening to old shit.
Well, speaking of shit, good luck on shitting. Hopefully you can push it back out.
Yeah, but then he's going to start bleeding again.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow on the after show, Grouper Lips and his lovely wife is here now, but this is a podcast-only show. Hopefully he'll be watching. And so much love to Grouper Lips. I love him. And he will be in part of the ceremony. Well, not maybe. I don't think he'll. Are you still in town for tomorrow, Grouper Lips? If you were, please know you're invited, my friend. But the three remaining busts to complete the Hall of Fame class of 2021 will be complete as of tomorrow with Caitlin Hatley, Grouper Lips, and Unsavory. Yeah. Unsavory, I would hope that you and I could have better communication, my friend.
Yeah. Return his text.
Other than that, we will see you tomorrow.
See you.
Bye.